Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This is Stinchfield, the podcast. What a big night tonight is. Finally here. I mean, this is really the start of getting down to the nitty-gritty when it comes to the election of the next president, and I hope it's President Trump. This is a huge night for Joe Biden. It's a big night for President Trump, but I don't think all is on the line for President Trump. I think all is on the line for Joe Biden. Much bigger night for him. What does he have to do to survive, Joe Biden? Well, no roll crashes and burns, no stumbles and mumbles in any great number. We know we're going to get some of them, but as long as it's not overwhelming, he survives. Now, here's where it gets nuanced. I don't want Joe Biden to roll crash and burn. I don't want him to have a disastrous performance. If that happens, the Democrats may very well be forced to move Joe Biden out. I think he will be hyped up on a cocktail of drugs, which is why we got the latest news that Joe Biden is not going to agree to a drug test, which only tells you that he's drugged up on something. I think what he's drugged up on is probably this new drug out there called Liagra. Liagra helps with lying, allows you to lie longer. No, Provigil, Adderall, the usual suspects is what Joe Biden's going to be hyped up on. Some B12 shots, I'm sure, as well. So what is Joe Biden doing to prepare? What is President Trump doing to prepare? We'll talk about some of these. What are the issues? What does President Trump need to do through all of this? Let's talk about it today as we move closer and closer to the big night that we have all been waiting for. Of course, Stinchfield 1776 is the social media handle where you can find me on most social media platforms. And of course, don't forget the wellness company, twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT. Get those prescription medication kits that include ivermectin. It can be hard to get in some spots. The wellness company can hook you up. Get all those antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics you need in case of an emergency. Drugstores closed down, natural disaster, whatever it might be. This should be a part of your emergency prep plan. The wellness company, twc.health/grant. Use promo code GRANT. All right. Let's get the show started. Folks, it is Stinchfield, and it starts right now.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, welcome, everybody. Great to be along with you. So as we mentioned, big night. So Joe Biden, we are told, has a giant team at Camp David prepping him for this debate. Now, I think Joe Biden runs a real risk of over-prepping for the debate. The man is not mentally with it. Not anymore. I'm not ever convinced he was totally with it to begin with, but now we see his decline. If you over-prep a guy like that, he will short-circuit. So what are they doing? Well, I think they're experimenting with the drug cocktails, okay? I know, thanks to a couple of interesting reports out there that I've read, they have built a soundstage in an airplane hangar to mimic the debate stage that he will be on. They've got all kinds of people running through mock debates with Joe Biden. We know that he's practicing standing for 90 minutes. Yes, standing for 90 minutes. That tells you all you need to know about Joe Biden as a president. He has had briefing books made, and I'm told these are very, very large binders of briefing books that he is meant to go through. But you take a guy like President Trump, was president for 4 years, been on the campaign trail. He's basically been campaigning for the last 4 years. He knows his information so inside and out. He was the commander in chief. He was the executive of the executive branch. Not so much for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a puppet. He is not the one leading. He is not the one coming up with policy. I don't even know if he's the one making the policy decisions. I think he's literally just the physical body that signs off on it. Joe Biden is not going to be prepared for this. One of the reasons I know he's not going to be prepared is I believe his staff does not let Joe Biden watch TV. I don't believe they let him watch the news. They want him shielded from the criticisms from people like myself and others out there, even on the likes of CNN and MSNBC that's now starting to cover the open border disaster that we're seeing. They shield Joe Biden from that. And because of that, he doesn't have a real feel for what's going on. When you look at the number of illegal aliens that have killed, raped, and murdered American citizens, and the names of these young people, the names of these women, Laken Riley, Rachel Morin, list goes on and on and on. Joe Biden's not going to be familiar with a lot of this stuff because he's not allowed to watch the news cycle unfold. So he's got all these books and he's going to have to remember it. Now, you don't think Joe Biden is going to be able to remember all of this, do you? I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way he's going to be able to remember all of this. So what does Donald Trump need to do? Donald Trump, in my opinion, needs to talk about policy. I saw a piece by Glenn Beck where Glenn Beck was saying that he needs to use the debate as literally a speech to the American public. Talk directly to the camera, talk about policy, talk about how you're going to turn things around, talk about how you're going to lower prices of everything from gas to groceries. You do that, you win. Now remember, they're cutting the microphones during this debate. I actually think that helps President Trump. Remember the first debate that President Trump had? He got a lot of criticism because he was pouncing. He did a great job at pouncing. I love the beatdown President Trump, where he's going to give you a beatdown, but not everybody does. I think this is going to limit that for President Trump, and it's going to actually help him. Now, think about this, though. You're on a debate stage. The audience, which is us, the viewing audience, there is no studio audience. So the viewing audience can't hear one of the candidates if their microphone's off. So consider this. Joe Biden's talking. President Trump tries to interrupt. We can't hear him interrupt. Yet Joe Biden can. I think this is where President Trump may have the ability to trip Joe Biden up. That if he interrupts a couple times, we can't hear it. You could trip Joe Biden up. And once he stumbles, boy, you know it is like a snowball rolling downhill. The stumble just gets bigger, bigger, worse and worse. And the stuttering and the stammering and the flubs and the mumbles and the bumbles, it gets out of control. But even more than tripping Joe Biden up, I think what President Trump needs to do is, as he's talking about policy, drop some bombs about Hunter Biden and corruption. Drop some bombs about Joe Biden's dealings in China, Ukraine, Russia, and all these other countries that Joe Biden has profited off of. Talk about his son, Hunter. That will get Joe Biden angry. And if you get an angry Joe Biden, if you get him yelling and screaming, well, folks, then that is going to be game over. So Vivek Ramaswamy had this to say about the debate and his advice. He could be a potential VP pick, not really being mentioned a lot now, but could be.
I'll also tell you something I told President Trump, and I'll tell you as well, is I give him a lot of credit for doing this debate on the terms that were effectively set by Biden. Mm-hmm. Hosted by CNN in Atlanta without a live audience would be mm-hmm. the equivalent of Joe Biden agreeing to do a Fox News hosted debate in Alabama with 3,000 live audience members. So I give Donald Trump a lot of credit for that. If you're going to lead the country, you got to be able to show up. And that's exactly what he's doing.
All right. So President Trump is most certainly a leader. President Trump is not going to be rattled by off the cuff questions. We know that the debate moderators are biased. You got Dana Bash, who literally, her husband was one of the 51 spies that wrote that letter that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. So that shows you how incestuous this whole swamp is in D.C. You've got Jake Tapper. We've played his history of biasness, Russian collusion hoax, pushing all the hoaxes you can imagine. He's a disaster. But President Trump does well off of this. You see President Trump go to a rally. Now, you're not being asked questions, but you certainly have to think on your feet. You do an hour and a half, 2 hours, basically off the cuff in front of 10, 20,000 people. You've got to be good at what you do. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is the most scripted president in American history. Okay? The most scripted president in American history. This is a guy that is not going to be ready for what's to come. Now, President Trump released a new ad ahead of this debate, and it's going to air in the swing states of these during the debate. It's going to air in the swing states that are so, so very important. I'm going to play it for you here in a second, but before I do that, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. I have a Patriot Mobile phone, folks, and it is great. The thing that I love about Patriot Mobile is not only that they support the things that we do, that they really are a Christian conservative wireless provider. America's only one of those, by the way. But they've got this new plan out, the Patriot One. I have one phone, but I have two networks. In my case, I've got Verizon and T-Mobile on here. Two separate lines. I go to one city where the network service isn't that great, I just use the other line. Or as a business owner, and I need two lines coming into my phone, I can pick and choose which lines to use. Just the flip of a button. It's so easy. Two lines, one phone. They call it the Patriot One plan. This allows them too, by the way, to have a personal guarantee that is like none other. So I urge you, go to patriotmobile.com/grant. 972-PATRIOT is the phone number, 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code GRANT for free activation, 972-PATRIOT. You tell them that Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right. I told you I would play you this ad that President Trump is getting set to release. Let's watch.
No matter what Joe Biden promised in the debate, ask yourself, are you financially better off since he became president? Are you and your family safer since he became president? Is our country more secure since he became president? After 4 years of failure under Joe Biden, it's time to make America prosperous and strong again. Donald Trump for president again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Make America prosperous again. Make America safe again. Make America great again. All the things President Trump will do. That's a really simple ad, but I do think it's very powerful. I don't think anybody, even Democrats, can argue that the country is far worse off than it was under President Trump. The only thing that Joe Biden can point to is the stock market. The stock market right now, much to my dismay, I'm shocked that it is in a bull market. And so the fact that it is in a bull market, that's the only thing that Joe Biden can point to. Why is that happening? I have my suspicions about why we are continue to go up. I think much of it has to do with the stock market sees President Trump on the horizon and knows that we can get through this. It's going to be even greater. So it starts to predict the election of President Trump. I also think there's something to this aspect of Wall Street propping up the stock market, the big investment banks stopping this, propping this all up with funny money. There's a part of me that worries it could all come to a crashing end at any moment. But again, I've been grateful of riding this wave. I've made tremendous amounts of money over the last 2 years in the stock market, but a lot of that money is getting spent on everything else. And not everybody out there has the luxury like I have. I haven't sold a couple businesses and being in a good spot. I'm blessed that this is my case. So, you know, you're not going to relate to the American people by saying, oh, look at the stock market going up. You may have a 401k, but you can't take that out till you retire. And now you see grocery prices through the roof, gas prices through the roof. You go get an oil change, that costs you more. Everyday things cost more as our cities get more and more dangerous, right? So reporter from Fox interviewed this congressman from Ohio, I believe he's from, about the border, the situation there, and just us not being safe. I want you to listen to what he says, and he forgot about something the Democrats push here. Listen to this.
Isn't the crime preventable if parole were not happening, of people who are going to end up killing people in this country?
Because a very small percentage of immigrants did something bad, we shouldn't allow the parole program for all people. The question is, because one or two people did something horrible, we should rip away the benefit from everybody else. And we don't use that logic for anything else in this country.
Well, we shouldn't use that logic. Two things at play. One, it's not a small amount of people. You're getting more and more of a large amount of people are not just committing crime, but taking away American jobs, putting a strain on healthcare. Each individual that comes across illegally puts his own strain on the American system. And if you're a criminal, you've added to that strain. So he's wrong on this, just a few amount of people. It's the entire amount that is crushing America. But he says, if it's just a few amount of people, why would we take away for everyone? We don't use that logic for anything. And I thought to myself, well, yes, you do, Democrats. Gun control. You have a mass shooter go into a school. The first thing they push is take everyone's guns away. Take bullets away from law-abiding people. Take magazine capacity away from law-abiding people. Take bump stocks away from law-abiding people. It's the exact thing that they use. Listen to him.
Allow the pro program for all people. The question is, because one or two people did something horrible, we should rip away the benefit from everybody else. And we don't use that logic for anything else in this country.
Take your own advice then. And stop coming after my guns because somebody with a criminal mind is using them for violence. Now, what world or planet do you live on that you want to take away an individual's right to defend themselves against evil, but literally engage in programs that allow the evil people to have firearms and the good people not to have them? This is how dumb these Democrats are. I am convinced that you know, Mark Levin says liberalism is a mental disorder. It may be a mental disorder. I actually just think there are people that are dumb in this country and Democrats are part of them. That they're dumb. I don't know how else to explain that. Or you get a guy like Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who needs to be taken out of office, you know, legally. Congress just voted to defund his salary. That was a good thing, by the way. But this is Mayorkas on CNN.
Why do voters feel like Donald Trump can handle it better in poll after poll?
Kate, look, the fact of the matter is our policy is working. Our policies are working. We need our system fixed. The numbers that we inherited in 2021 were on the cusp of the COVID-19 pandemic and do not speak to the trends in immigration preceding the pandemic. What we have done, what this administration has done, is we have brought the economy moving forward. We have conquered the COVID-19 pandemic more rapidly and more effectively than any other country. And so with a booming economy and with a healthy American public, we have regained our stature as the place of destination where everyone wants the opportunities that only America offers.
Is he delusional? I don't think he is, actually. I think what he's doing is just literally lying to your face. And that's what this is all about. It's about gaslighting. It's about telling you one thing when something else is happening right before your very eyes. This is literally the Biden administration. It's everything they do. Janet Yellen tells us no grocery prices are not shocking her. What? Karine Jean-Pierre says inflation's coming down. What? And let me say something about inflation. And then I'm going to play this clip again from Mayorkas because I want to break it down piece by piece because the lies are just insane with it. Let me tell you about inflation. Inflation's around 3% right now. It was as high as 9%. 3% is twice as much, a little more than twice as much of what it was under Donald Trump. Now, remember what inflation is. It's the rate at which prices are rising. So inflation at 3% means prices are going up 3% month to month. We went to 9% inflation. It doesn't mean once those prices reached the 9% higher that somehow they came down and now we're just 1.1, 2, 3% ticks as we go. No, this is the rate of the prices rising. So a 3% inflation means prices are rising at 3%. Okay? This is not that prices have come down. And they often say we are bringing the prices down. No, they've brought inflation down. The rate of the rise has come down, but prices are still going up and they're going up at record levels. we are paying now, compared to President Trump, about 20 to 25% more for everything than we did under President Trump. Now, let's go back through and play this Mayorkas bite and break it down.
Why do voters feel like Donald Trump can handle it better in poll after poll?
Kate, look, the fact of the matter is our policy is working. Our policies are working. We need our system fixed.
The policy is to have an open border. The policy is there is no policy. And when there is no policy, the policy can't work. All you need are your eyes to look at the southern border, to look at crime in America, to look at the explosion of these non-governmental organizations, to see the flood of illegals coming into America, literally turning themselves over to Border Patrol agents, welcomed in with a promise to appear. And I can tell you the system isn't working. When you look around the country and you look at the death, destruction, robbery, drunken driving, all crimes committed by illegal aliens now happening more and more often, rapes, kidnaps, murders. Your policy is not working, Secretary Mayorkas.
The numbers that we inherited in 2021 were on the cusp of the COVID-19 pandemic and do not speak to the trends in immigration preceding the pandemic. What we have done...
So they're going to go and use the pandemic again as an excuse. His numbers aren't even correct here. They're wrong.
What this administration has done is we have brought the economy moving forward. We have conquered the COVID-19 pandemic more rapidly.
More people have died under Joe Biden of COVID-19 than ever did under President Trump. That's a factual number. Now, you can argue whether or not it was really COVID or something else, fine. But if you want to use Democrat numbers, use Democrat numbers. This is what Joe Biden's going to try to do tonight. He's going to try to level President Trump's handling of COVID on him. This is going to be one of the only places he's going to be able to attack President Trump on. President Trump simply needs to respond with this. Joe Biden, more people died of COVID under your watch than they did under mine. That's a fact, and give the numbers and move on. Also, you know, President Trump's biggest mistake was not firing Anthony Fauci. President Trump could admit that mistake. He could admit that the swamp, that he learned so many lessons from the swamp tricking him during the pandemic that he'll never fall for it again. And I think in the end, that would play very, very well with the American people. So here, L. Houston, they aren't dumb, they're evil. The leaders of the Democrat Party are most certainly evil, and they are most certainly devious. They most certainly have a plot and plan. It's the minions that are dumb. The everyday voters, including many members of Congress, they're dumb too. These Democrats are dumb. Jamal Bowman was an idiot. He didn't know he might know what he's doing, but he's dumb about it. That last congressman I played for you as well, dumb. But you're right, Mayorkas, Biden, Obama, Soros, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton. These people are evil. They're satanic to the core. I believe that this is a satanic attack and they're using these Democrats as vessels to wage this war against us. So, L. Houston, I appreciate you raising that point to me. It's the voters, though, that are so dumb. It's just, I don't understand. There's a great awakening going on in this country, and still there are those who are not waking up to what's happening. You're seeing it tremendously in the black community, though. Now you're looking at 20, 25% support for President Trump in the black community. I actually believe the number's higher, and the polls just aren't rooting that out. All right, folks. Remember, GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. Please sign up for the email list. If you go there, sign up for the email list. This way I can stay in touch with you. It's a great help. Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. My TikTok, if you believe it, is actually taking off. It's not a lot of followers, but I had to start totally over. Not Grant Stinchfield is my TikTok. Go give that a follow as well if you can. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We got a big special on Real America's Voice tonight starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to take you for 2 hours into the debate, special debate coverage. We're going to simulcast the debate on Real America's Voice, so I hope you go there to watch it. I really do. We got a great lineup, John Solomon and a whole slew of others coming on the program with me tonight to break it all down for you. We'll see you soon. Thanks for watching.